You are listening to the Faith, Love, and Relationship Podcast with Melvin Davis. And we are back. We are back for Green Flags for a Godly Man. Please listen to the intro if you haven't, because the intro really sets the tone and sets the stage for what's going to come in this part one of this episode, this series, and part two. Before I say anything else, I want to pray first, because I want the Spirit of God to lead in what I'm about to say to you. And Jesus, thank you so much for being our Lord and Savior. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your knowledge and revelation that you give to your body, that you give to those who seek it and desire it. Jesus, thank you so much for being the head of the church, showing us how to walk in love and how to walk in the spirit and his fleshly body. Thank you, Jesus, for being sovereign, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for never being moved by the things that we go through. Thank you for your spirit of peace, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for your wisdom that continues to confound the wisdom of this world. I ask you, Lord, that you would just open the hearts of those who are listening to this podcast right now. Open their hearts and open their minds. Open their ears to receive what you want to say during this time. Lord, I honor you. I love you. It's in your name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen. Amen. So these are green flags for a godly man. Again, listen to the intro if you haven't. I think the intro is going to bless you. There's a lot in there. I did the intro because I have so much to say that I'm now just breaking this message down into parts. So this is part one. I'm going to do a part two. Part one is going to be, I would say, on the surface. And then in part two, I want to go a little bit deeper and using some biblical references to guide our discussion of green flags and for a godly man. I want to say first, I'm going to throw this out there. I know that there is a popular belief that men don't listen, that we aren't attentive. Well, hate to dispel that myth. I'm going to say that is not true. It might be some truth that some men don't listen, they don't pay attention. But I want to say to you that there are some who are. There are some men who are walking in a high level of spiritual discernment, and they're operating and moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And these men listen, they observe, they pay attention, they are listening to what you're not saying. They're examining your heart, they're listening to what your heart is saying. And they're able to decipher if your words are matching what's in your heart. There are men out there, godly men, who are waiting for their wife. They're waiting on God's timing to be active in pursuit of finding his helpmate. There are some men out there who are currently courting, and there are some green flags the things that give you peace, that gives you the confidence to continue courting in the godly way. Many of you men are probably in a position where you are ready to propose to the woman that God has presented to you. Maybe you're listening to this message and you're married, and you're recently married, and there are some green flags that are just going to further solidify what God has ordained in your life. And I want to, you know, I want to take the time to say to women, if you're listening to this message right now, there are men out there who know what they want. There are men out there who are able to identify and pinpoint things that they're looking for in a woman based upon their relationship with the Lord and what they're reading in God's Word. So don't think for a second that we don't listen, that we are incapable of leading, interceding, and praying, and being able to break down the Word of God, ushering you into the presence of the Lord. There are men out there who are capable, and maybe you haven't come across that man yet, but just because you haven't does not mean that he doesn't exist. Sometimes God will hide the love of your life, or he may hide you until the right time. And this is going to, like, you know, timing is everything. You don't want to go ahead of God's timing. You don't want to be disobedient and moving along in God's timing. But there's a time for everything. And in your season and time of waiting, you know, it's a wise thing to do to examine your heart, to examine where you are in Christ, where you are as a disciple of Jesus Christ, and how you're growing and maturing in the things of God. And also, you know, in your time of waiting, allowing the Holy Spirit to examine your heart, specifically in the area of healing. And this brings us into our first point that I want to discuss with you: a green flag for a godly man is that a woman who is in a position to contribute, a woman that's in a position to give, and to bring something to the table. And I've learned over the past year or so, just from my different encounters with both men and women in Christ, I've discovered, and this is one of the ways that the Lord teaches me certain things, when I begin to recognize a pattern or a consistency with something, that means that the Lord is getting he's teaching me about something. And what I've come to understand through the discernment of God is that people who are recovering from failed relationships, and there is some emotional, psychological, mental trauma that they have experienced, where they're no longer in the relationship, but they're still dealing with the aftermath of it. There is still some wounds, some fractured places, maybe some brokenness, or maybe there hasn't been. Some people are still looking for looking to having that conversation with their ex so that they can have peace and closure. Closure is the word I was looking for. Some people have not experienced closure yet, and because there is no closure, they have not closed the door. And people who are still healing, I come to find out, in many conversations with both men and women and the body of Christ, that when you're still healing and you're fractured and you're broken, you don't have much to contribute to a relationship. And there's a quote that came to mind earlier, or maybe came last night before bed, and I haven't got a chance to post this yet. But this quote reads, listen carefully. He wants to be your husband and not a therapist. Heal first. I'm going to repeat that again. He wants to be your husband and not a therapist. Heal first. See, when you are, we haven't healed yet. You're not in a position to contribute to the relationship. You're not in a position to contribute to conversation because the other person who was healed, that's sitting on the other end, they're going to end up becoming your listening ear, the person that you confide in. And I'm not saying that in a relationship that we shouldn't be there for our significant other to help them to walk through things. But when the relationship becomes, when the focal point of the relationship is kind of like center around counseling, and it feels like you are providing some type of like psychotherapy to the person that you're getting to know, the emphasis or the focus is going to be on helping that person and not so much loving them. It's a little bit difficult to enjoy someone's company and to get them to know that person in a romantic way when you are a therapist to them. It kind of shifts the attention from romanticism, from loving that person in a romantic way to, you know, loving that person, you know, from a place of caring about them and wanting them to see heal and whole, where you are counseling them. And a man who is healed and whole and walking in the Lord, he's looking for a wife, and he's not looking for a patient or someone that he needs to provide therapy to. And so, fellas, if you are with a woman who's able to contribute to the courtship through conversation, by listening to you, exchanging, and this is going to lead into my next point, and engaging you and question engaging you with questions to get to know who you are, engaging you in a way where the conversation can flow, who's able to also pray for you and listen to you, that is a green flag. If you are with a woman who's able to contribute to the relationship, to the courtship, and who's able to pour into you and pray for you and intercede for you, and even like I will add on, even like the sheer God's revelation of what the Lord is revealing to her in her alone time and devotional time with the Lord, if she's able to pour into you and prophesy into you, that means that she's in a position to contribute. This is a woman that is whole, complete, and healed in the Lord. And she's not looking for you to complete and to heal her. But she's in a position to be a helpmate and not a patient. And so, women, if you're listening, I want you to keep this in mind, and I say this as your brother in Christ, a man as a man who's looking out for you, and it's okay that you may not be in a position where you are, you have healed yet or gotten the closure that you need to in order to move on. But I am saying it's important to recognize those things and how the closure that you don't have and the healing that you haven't experienced yet can have an influence and dictate on or have an influence or impact on what type of man that you're interested in, and even in your own behavior and what you bring to the table as a woman in Christ. So godly man, if you are with a woman who's in a position to contribute and who can empower you and uplift you and not withdraw from you, where you're able to serve one another, that is a green flag. That is the will of God. To be with a woman who's able to, who's in a position to contribute. And that goes into my next point. Let me see if I can find this. I hope you are enjoying this so far. I pray that this my podcast has been a blessing to you. So my next point, and I may have probably shared this in a previous episode, but if not, it's all good. You just have to hear it again. And this is a quote that I wrote, posted probably maybe 2 weeks ago. And it reads, and this is my second point. So the first point is that a woman who's in a position to contribute, that's a green flag. The second green flag is marry a woman who engages you by asking questions. This is one way to find out if she's interested in knowing you and has a generous and selfless heart. See, there's a difference between being attracted to someone and being interested in them. Now, you can, of course, you can be attracted to someone and have interest, romantic interest in that person. But there are some people who are on the side of just being attracted to that man, attracted to that woman, and really don't have an interest in knowing who they are. So you have to, and this is why I emphasize the importance of having discernment, because with the discernment of God, you're able to see if a person just wants to be in a relationship because they want to be in a relationship, or if they're because they're lonely, or because their friends are getting married, and there is the internal pressure that they feel by the things that they see around them. And when a woman, this is a green flag, when a woman takes interest in you to know you, that means that her heart desires to engage you, to understand you, to know who you are in the Lord. And there's also a sign of generosity and a selfless heart where she's able to set herself aside, her needs aside, to cater and to get to know who you are. And not everyone has that that ability to engage. Or it could be because of previous relationships that, you know, that you've been in where it may not have been a big deal for someone to point out that you're not engaging them. But you think about those couples who have been married for 10 to 15 years, and all of a sudden they come to the conclusion that they don't know each other. Because it's easy to get caught up in the moment. It's easy to get caught up in the idea of just being in a relationship and being happy and experiencing all of those those positive and good emotions that comes with like just being in love or the idea of being in love with someone. But when a person intentionally, like when a person has intentionality about you, to engage you, to ask you questions, to understand who you are, that means that that person is serious about you. And they want to know you before they take things to the next level with you. And fellas, if you are with the woman who engages you, who takes the time to ask you about your day, what's happening on your job, what kind of projects that you're working on, what are your goals, and are you reaching them? A woman who takes interest in how you might be feeling throughout the day and what may be going through your mind, challenges that you might be facing that you haven't like verbalized yet. That's a woman who cares about you. It's all about caring and being able to offer a listening ear. And I once said that one way for a woman to pour into a man is by listening to him. And not everyone has that ability and skill set to listen, because they're operating on a high octane of speaking and verbally communicating what's on their heart and their minds, that they never take the time to take the attention and focus off of them and to put it on someone else. And that can be very, very draining. I know, knowing myself well enough and how God created me, I can't marry a woman who's not a good listener. And sometimes I'm bothered when I encounter people who don't take the time to engage you. And that may work well for some for other couples. You have to be able to know who you are. But I can tell you this, across the board, it takes listening. You got to have the skill of listening to have a healthy and functional relationship. Because if no one's listening, everyone is getting their point across and no one is being heard. But a green flag for a godly man is a woman who engages you, who wants to know you. And the other part of this point that I want to bring to your attention, in addition to a woman engaging you and taking interest in you, another green flag is that if you have to push a woman to know you, she's not the one. If you have to push a woman to ask you questions so she can get to know you, she's not the one, because she's not interested. She might just be attracted to you, or she might be attracted to your anointing, or because you're physically attractive and you are a godly man. And you know, some people can get just drunk off and caught up in the physical attraction and plus the anointing. But fellas, if you are with a woman who you don't have to push to get to know you, and she's going to take her time to read you like a book, you found a good thing. You found a rare thing. The next point that the next green flag for my godly men out there is that she wants Christ for herself. And this is so key right here. She wants Christ for herself. See, when it comes to like being equally yoked, and I've done some messages on this on my podcast about being equally yoked already. But when it comes to being equally yoked, my men and my brothers in Christ, when you get with a woman who wants God for herself and not for a relationship or not for you. Because if she wants Christ for the relationship and she wants it for you, she's going to start to resent you. It's going to feel like an obligation for her to open her word and spend time with God alone, so she can like check off the boxes of meeting the requirements of being this godly woman or being in a godly relationship. But when you're with a woman who is spending time with God, in her alone time with God, when she's not with you and she is pursuing the Lord and living a life of praying and fasting, and she wants Christ for herself, this is a woman that you're equally yoked with. And this is an awesome green flag to be with a woman who loves God for herself and not for a husband, not for a marriage and not for a relationship, but she already has that relationship with the Lord. That she's on fire and she's zealous and passionate about her relationship with Jesus Christ. And if she doesn't have it, and that's not a judgment, I'm not condemning women who don't have that zeal for the Lord yet. I do pray that you get it. But to be with a woman who does not want to pursue the Lord, who's content where she's at in Christ, that's going to become problematic. You know, some people will outgrow each other in a relationship because one person aspires to have more, or they're driven and they're ambitious and they want more out of life, and their partner is discontent with what is and how things are. The same thing can happen spiritually, that one person is not content where they're at in their relationship with God, and they want more. They want to encounter the Lord. They want to be used by God. They want to be anointed and filled with His love and compassion so they can serve others or to make a greater impact on this world. And when you pair two people together who are driven by intimacy, of experiencing intimacy with the Lord, you have a powerful and dynamic couple. But when you're with someone that you have to like scale back or censor who you are in the Lord, I've been in circumstances, situations where I felt like I had to do that, like I had to like hide who I was in Christ, that I could not talk about certain things with that person, and be who I am and how the Lord made me, because out of fear of not being misunderstood or coming across too zealous or too deep for God. And those are red flags for me. But if you're a woman who is you're with a woman who's on fire for Jesus Christ, who wants to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, who wants to go further and deeper in her walk with the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. I said one of the most beautiful things about a woman is her relationship with Jesus Christ. It is like I can just say it is a beautiful thing to see a woman who is hungry and who is thirsting after holiness and righteousness, and who wants God. Because a woman who is filled with the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, will always have something profound to say. In fact, not only will she have something profound to say, but out of her will flow living waters. When she's able to empower you with the word of God and have fellowship with you with the word of God and bond with you over the word of God, that you were able to break bread with the word of God over brunch or lunch or dinner. I'm telling you, fellowship is something awesome to have with someone that you are attracted to. And my men and my brothers in Christ, if you are with a woman who you can break bread with over the word of God because she wants Christ for herself, you have found a good thing. That is a green flag. Keep moving forward with her in the Lord. Another thing that another green flag, my brothers in Christ, is that she sees you as a leader. Now, I wanna throw this out there. Every woman that you come across may not see you as a leader. And don't take it personal. There's nothing wrong with that. Because every woman that you see, you're not gonna see as a wife. Or you may not see her in a way that you desire, or the type of woman or caliber of woman that you desire to be with. And there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't take it personal if a woman does not see you as a leader. In fact, she doesn't have to. She's not your wife. Because at the point, it's irrelevant. But when you're with the woman who sees you as a leader, she's going to honor you and she's going to respect you. She's going to look to you as a source of strength, and godly wisdom and counsel to even help her to navigate some things in her life. She's going to look to you for prayer because she knows that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And you're gonna know it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling for a woman to see you as a leader, because it's going to, like, not only is it going to, like, empower you and give you confidence as a man, but it's going to solidify who you are in Christ. It's going to solidify your identity in Christ. And I'm not saying that you need to look for a woman for validation. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, that when you meet the woman that God has for you, she's going to see you as a leader. And she's going to respect you and honor you as a leader. And that is another awesome green flag for you. And to my last point, I'm going to close this up, because I'm going to save some for part two. Again, part two, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper. And I'm going to have some scriptures that I want to share with you. But everything that I'm saying is biblical. The last thing, the last green flag that I want to impart to you. I hope my brothers in Christ, that you are enjoying this message and God is, like, confirming his will in your life for the woman that you're with, because it is rare to find a Proverbs 31 woman in today's world. It is hard to find a woman who has set herself apart and who is living that consecrated life in Christ. It is hard to find it in these days where people are living secular, worldly, and carnal lives and calling themselves Christians. Another green flag, this is the last green flag that I want to share with you in part one, and it is, she's not trying to seduce you into the bedroom. Oh yes. I always see these messages of these memes and of a guy trying to lead a woman, you know, if he can't lead you to Christ or he's leading to the bedroom. There are some men who are like that, who are trying to lead you into the bedroom. I'm not disagreeing with that statement. But what we don't hear, that there are some women who are trying to lead the man that they're with into the bedroom. That they're trying to seduce the godly man that they're with, because of the physical attraction and because of the anointing. So the green flag, last green flag in this message, my brothers in Christ, is that she's not trying to seduce you into the bedroom, because women do have that ability to seduce and to lure by being sensual and sexual and revealing. But if your woman that you're with is partnering with you to set boundaries, and she's holding you accountable with the word of God, that's a green flag. And why? Because a woman who sees you as a leader is going to respect you and honor you. And when there's respect and there's honor, there's going to be that desire to guard, to safeguard what is sacred. And you are that sacred thing to her. When she's not even thinking about sex, but she's interested in knowing you, engaging you. And she's interested in having something to contribute to the conversation, to the relationship. That she has a heart to serve you, to pour into you. That's a good thing. That's a God-fearing, loving, beautiful woman that you are with. And I want to throw in this bonus. I'll throw another point in there. And another green flag is that she's not pressuring you to marry her. She's not on her biological timing. She's on God's timing. And that's not to say that you shouldn't be intentional about where the relationship is heading. Your courtship should have a destination. You should be dating with purpose and dating to marry her. So don't leave her, hanging around and have her waiting on your timing, because again, you are on God's timing. But we are with the woman who's not trying to seduce you or pressure you into marrying her. Pressure you into marrying her, that means that she's moving according to God's spirit and not to her flesh and her emotions or her biological clock. And that concludes golly green flags for a golly man. This message has blessed you. Please let me know. I would encourage you to share it. In the upcoming months, I'm going to start doing my podcast live, where you can see me in action. Put these messages together and convey them to you. But I really do pray that that these messages are a blessing to you. And that's all that I have for you. I'm gonna try to get part two out. Maybe later this week. I'm gonna give a special shout out to a special friend of mine who held me accountable of getting part one out. She was like, "Hey, what's up with part one? You need to get on it." So thank you so much for doing that and holding me accountable. I'm going to pray us out. And yeah, stay tuned for part two. And Jesus, I thank you so much for this podcast. I pray that you will continue to be glorified, that you will continue to be a source of strength and a source of truth for those who are maybe in a state of confusion or in a gray area with someone. I pray that you will just open their eyes to see your will. I pray for those, God, that you have joined together, that you have ordained to be together, and they are courting right now or at the next step of getting engaged, to be married. I pray that you would just protect what you have called forth from the beginning, and that you will just give them the wisdom to be able to steward what you have blessed them with. And it's in your name, Jesus, that I pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much again for listening and taking the time out to tune in. God bless you.